From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel in Washington.
And I'm Melissa Block at NPR West in California. The financial crisis spawned countless civil lawsuits. But aside from Bernard Madoff, only two Wall Street executives have faced criminal charges. Ralph Chaffee and Matthew Tenneen worked at the now-defunct Bear Stearns. They're accused of lying to investors before their multi-billion dollar hedge funds collapsed in 2007. From member station WNYC, Lisa Chow reports.
Federal prosecutors are using selected quotes from emails written by the two men to make their case. For example, Tenneen wrote, quote, "My goal is to convey my thoughts to investors. They should all be adding to their position. I am. It is the perfect time." The funds collapsed 4 months later, and Tenneen never added his own money to the funds. John Coffey is a law professor at Columbia.
Emails are the greatest advance in law enforcement since fingerprints.
Prosecutors say Tenneen and his colleague Ralph Chaffee committed securities fraud because they lied. They committed wire fraud because they told their lies in emails, and they committed conspiracy because they lied together. Chaffee faces an additional charge of insider trading because the government says he pulled out $2 million of his own money from the funds, knowing the funds were in poor shape. The defense says that money went right back into another Bear Stearns hedge fund and that these emails are being taken out of context. Again, John Coffey.
Defense counsel is focused on making the case look complex, raising all kinds of peripheral and subsidiary questions, just in the hopes that one jury will say, "I have a reasonable doubt."
So far, the defense has pointed out that there were many more people in the company looking at these funds. There were people responsible for monitoring risk and liquidity for the funds, people who marketed the funds, people who ensured that trades were executed at the right times. The defense says these funds were, quote, "under a microscope at every level," and that all these people were doing the best job that they could. Professor John Coffey says if there's a conviction in this case, federal prosecutors may go after others.
There are people at Lehman who may have made misrepresentations to institutional investors. I also think there are possibilities that people at credit rating agencies or people at investment banks who took public securitized offerings of debt might be indicted on the grounds they hid facts.
If the jury doesn't convict the men, Coffey says the government may move more cautiously. Andrew Frisch served as a federal prosecutor for 11 years in the district where this case is being tried. Now he works on the other side, doing white-collar criminal defense. Frisch doesn't deny that Chaffee and Tenneen may have lied to investors, but he doesn't think their lies are worthy of criminal prosecution.
Were these guys trying to swindle their investors? Were these guys trying to take money out of the pockets of widows and orphans? No.
Frisch says Chaffee and Tenneen were trying to figure out how bad the downturn was going to be, if there was in fact going to be a serious downturn, and what to do about it. He says they didn't want to say anything to cause a run on the bank, so to speak.
If they mismanaged this crisis, even if it involved lying, God forbid, sue them. Sue them for the losses. But making them into federal felons and putting them in jail for 20 years, I think is wrong.
Chaffee and Tenneen also face a number of civil suits, but they're the only ones at Bear Stearns standing criminal trial. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Chow.